Szia! Az én nevem Simon Éva, és te a Studio 1024, az Újfullandi Memorial Egyetem heti közvetítőit hallgatod.
And there you have it, a very special introduction to this week's podcast. Hello everyone, my name is Jeff Green, and welcome to Studio 1024, the weekly podcast of Memorial University of Newfoundland. Thanks for being here. Megan Whalen is away this week, so I'm joined by Heidi Wicks.
It's great to be here. Coming up on this week's podcast, Acing the Atlantics, a student group has racked up another major honor. We'll tell you more.
Two members of the memorial community are set to receive a pair of unique awards.
Munzu gets some new faces around its council table. We'll tell you who won this year's elections.
Plus a crash course in cultures. Mun hosts a special day to promote the diverse languages on its campus. You'll hear some of the sounds from that event.
All that plus our regular week ahead segment. A busy show. Let's get things started. Here's Jeff with this week's lead story.
Thanks, Heidi. Some good news coming from the business faculty. ACE Memorial, a student-run entrepreneurship group, has won the Regional Advancing Canadian Entrepreneurship Exhibition, earning them a berth in the National Exhibition. The competition took place on March the 6th and 7th in Halifax. ACE Memorial students won two events, the HSBC SIFF Financial Education Challenge and the TD SIFF Entrepreneurship Challenge. The competition focuses on the programs the students run that give back to their community. Mun students have been named back-to-back national champions and twice have represented Canada in the International Students and Free Enterprise World Cup. Last year, the team made it all the way to the final round, finishing as first runners-up. Another ACE team from Newfoundland, from the College of the North Atlantic, Grand Falls, Windsor, also won the Entrepreneurship Challenge. ACE Memorial runs a variety of programs aimed at helping Newfoundlanders and Labradorians through entrepreneurship. And for more on this story, check out today.mon.ca.
The Marine Institute is expanding its structure and research activities. The school's executive director, Glenn Blackwood, announced two developments on March the 7th. The changes will include the integration of the Canadian Centre for Marine Communications into MI's School of Ocean Technology. It also includes the establishment of a new division of academic and student affairs. Mr. Blackwood says the new division will ensure that the Institute develops a suite of world-class programs across ocean sectors. It will also coordinate and enhance student services. The integration of the Canadian Centre for Marine Communications into the School of Ocean Technology is also a huge step forward for the Institute. Through this integration, the school's complementary applied research and development role will be given a significant head start based upon the expertise established by the centre over the past 19 years. For more on this story, check out our news website, today.mon.ca.
Well, Munsu elections have wrapped up. Students went to the polls last week. Cameron Campbell has been acclaimed as Director of External Affairs. Bradley Russell was acclaimed. He's the Director of Student Life. Meanwhile, Ryan Marshall has been elected Director of Advocacy. Melissa Penny takes over as Director of Campaigns. And Travis Collins has been appointed to the Director of Finance and Services position. Faculty and student reps from around the university were also elected, as were constituency reps and directors at large posts. Those winners will be posted to the Students' Union website, www.munsu.ca.
Mun got lots of play during the Speech from the Throne last week. The House of Assembly opened March 10th, with Lieutenant Governor Dr. John Crosby reading his first speech outlining the broad strokes of the new legislative agenda for the Williams government. The speech opened with a reference to groundbreaking and internationally renowned genetics research by faculty and researchers in Mun's Faculty of Medicine. The speech also referenced changes to the governance of Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, Memorial's campus in Cornerbrook, as well as the search process for new university leadership. It also reiterated the government's election pledge to continue the freeze on tuition fees for the next 4 years. The government also pledged to position this province as an international leader. And to learn more about this story, check out today.mon.ca.
Well, earlier this week, students from all over the world gathered in the UC to help promote Memorial's diverse community. It was all part of an event known as Speed Chat, organized by the International Student Advising Office. There are more than 60 languages spoken at Mun. You heard one of them at the start of this week's show. The aim of the event was to promote the various languages spoken at Mun and to encourage others to pick up a few extra words. Participant Bernard Mwede is doing his master's in education, specializing in leadership. He's originally from Kenya. He likes the idea of getting people from various backgrounds together.
It's a chance to interact with other countries. I know people from other countries, and a chance to even get to know other languages and things like that. I would feel that it would really help somebody who is not familiar with the basics of other languages and things like that.
Ivo Shimon is doing her PhD in chemistry. She's from Transylvania in Romania. She came to Munn in August of 2005 and says she finds it rewarding to share her culture with others.
It's important for me. I'm proud of my language, and I guess I'm glad that there are interested people that they are coming and they want to know more about this language. There are a lot of international students, so everybody can share their culture, their language, so it's important to have this multicultural event.
And Céline Vallion is in her last year in her master's in chemistry. She's from northern France. She's also proud to share a bit of her language with others.
Meeting people, sharing my culture, of course, because I like to do that. So I'm hoping to meet a lot of people who want to know the real French and not the Quebec French.
A memorial employee and a master student have been chosen as advocates within the anti-violence movement. Dr. Lynn Dwyer is a family physician with the Student Health Center in the University Center. Leisha Sagan is a grad student pursuing her Master's of Women's Studies and a volunteer with the Women's Resource Center. They've been named this year's recipients of the Vagina Warriors title by cast members of the 2008 production of The Vagina Monologues. They were joined by Shelley England, a local anti-violence supporter who was sexually assaulted in St. John's last summer. They were honored at the 10th anniversary V-Day Vagina Warrior Celebration Bash on Friday, March 14th. Kim Gill is the V-Day Memorial University of Newfoundland 2008 organizer. She said the honors are important because anti-violence work often goes unnoticed or unrecognized. A number of people from the memorial community are previous recipients of the honor. For more on this story, check out today.mon.ca.
And finally this week, Studio 1024 has to say congrats to Dr. Katia Ghosh. The composer and faculty member from the School of Music, who also teaches music theory, has just received a $15,000 Charles Ives Fellowship from the American Academy of Arts and Letters. The award was announced March 5th by the New York-based organization. Dr. Ghosh is one of only two composers from North America to be selected for a 2008 fellowship.
The end of the semester may be near, but that doesn't mean things are getting any slower. Lots on the go in the week ahead. Let's take a look.
Well, on Saturday, March the 15th, ACE Memorial is hosting Viva Las Vegas at 8 o'clock at the Johnson Geo Center. There will be live entertainment, blackjack, poker, and roulette for your chance to win great prizes. Admission is only $10 and a non-perishable food item.
Canada's Parliamentary Poet Laureate John Steffler is delivering this year's Pratt Lecture. It also takes place on Saturday, March 15th, and gets underway at 8 p.m. in the INCO Innovation Center, room IIC 2001.
Well, on Monday, March the 17th, Music at Memorial presents the Barrett Brothers from Corner Brook at the D.F. Cook Recital Hall at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $18 for general public and $15 for students and for seniors.
There'll be a pair of blood donor clinics on Tuesday, March 18th on the St. John's campus. The first runs from 12 to 3 p.m., the second from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Walk-ins welcome. ID with full name and signature or photograph required.
Well, the Counseling Center is hosting a Natural Healing Day on Wednesday, March the 19th from 10 to 3 on the third floor of the University Center. There will be demonstrations on different forms of alternative medicines and therapies, plus a chance to win a free massage.
And finally, on Thursday, March 20th, there'll be an international bazaar from 12 to 3 p.m. in the Landing, which is located on the third floor of the University Center. There'll be world music, tastes, sights, and sounds. Everyone is welcome. There's free parking in lots 16 and 16A.
And for details on these and lots of other events, be sure to check out today.mon.ca.
If you need some help to get the word out about your event, we're here. Log on to today.mon.ca and click on the Submit Your Event link on the right. Listeners of Grenfell can get their events in the events calendar or in the Grenfell grapevine by emailing Pam Gill at pgill@swgc.mon.ca.
Well, before we sign off for another week, we have to tip our hats to Bob and all the crew at CHMR, Memorial's campus radio station, for allowing us to drop into their studios each week to record our show. Visit their website at mon.ca/CHMR or tune your dial to 93.5 FM in St. John's to hear some of their great programming.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus.
Studio 1024 is produced by David Sorensen. Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer. Let us know what you think of our show. Drop us a note. Our email address is marcom@mon.ca.
Well, that's it for us. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. My name is Heidi Witz.
And I'm Jeff Green. Thanks for making our news your news. As we say goodbye, here's a special sign-off from this year's Speed Chat, held this past week in the University Center.
Et vous avez écouté le studio 1024, postcat de Memorial University de Terre-Neuve, pour la semaine du 14 mars au 21. Mon nom est Céline Vaillant.